And welcome back to Success Made to Last Transform Traveler Show. I'm Rick Tocchini. We recently went to the Denver Travel Show and met so many wonderful people from around the globe. One in particular stood out. It was Subhana Tippi Sukaratakal, who is with the Tourism Board of Thailand. We had a chance to exchange stories about living seasonally in Thailand, and we just fell in love with Tippi. Today, it's so great to have Tippi on our show to share more information about her beautiful country, Thailand. Tippi, welcome to the Transform Traveler Show.
Well, first of all, about Thailand, you know, in brief, Thailand is not a super small or super big country. It's about the same size as, you know, Texas or California. And we are right in the very heart of Southeast Asia. That's why it's very convenient, very convenient to, you know, travel to and from Thailand or to any parts of the world. And we've been, you know, very well accepted in the tourism industry. And, you know, last year, for example, we have more than over 1 million U.S. Travelers visiting Thailand. And so this is at least an example of how well Thailand has been accepted in the U.S. market. And primarily, people enjoy, you know, the beauty, nature, and the culture, as you mentioned, because we've never been colonized, so our culture is very unique and very strong. And also, most recently, is people enjoy, you know, Thai food, and then Thai street food has been, you know, among the bucket list of so many travelers, you know, throughout the world. For me, myself, you know, I love traveling, and I happen to choose to study, you know, hospitality for my undergrad, and then I started working with the Tourism Board of Thailand way back, you know, 20 years ago in the head office in Bangkok. But now I'm joining the Los Angeles team, you know, to help American travelers to know more about, you know, Thailand.
Oh, excellent. And your organization, I know you're based in Los Angeles and several of your colleagues are in Thailand per se. What services does your team offer to the American tourist who's never been to your beautiful country?
Well, we are the government office. You know, basically, we don't do business. We don't sell, you know, things, you know, tour packages or nothing like that. But our purpose is, you know, to provide information about Thailand, you know, how to travel to Thailand, the best way or the best season, you know, interesting things and destination in Thailand. And we work close with tour operators and travel agents to, you know, to come up with the new products, like new itinerary in the market, you know, so that general audience, you know, let's say travelers, for instance, will have choices to choose. You know, they want to go to Thailand just for 2 days or for 7 days. They want to go to the north to enjoy elephant riding or being in the tea plantation or going down south for a dive trip. You know, so we make sure that those information and then product and services, you know, are offered, you know, in the market so that the travelers will have choices in terms of information, as well as if they want to choose the tours and packages or hotels, and we make sure that those messages will reach to the audience. But basically, we are a nonprofit. We are a government office.
Yeah. I love what you said. You're not trying to sell anything, because so many of our guests come on and they're actually trying to sell the services. We're just trying to get people to be informed about Thailand and why you should go. And to that end, is there a particular season which Americans may be particularly attracted to Thailand because it's kind of a counter seasonal to our winter?
Yeah, well, like I mentioned, Thailand is right in the very heart of Southeast Asia, and in those regions, it is tropical area. So the weather is warm all year round. That means that we are all year round destination. So you can visit Thailand any time of the year. But because we are in a tropical region, that will be also a rainy season, you know, and prominent one, okay? There's also a monsoon season. So I would say you can be there anytime. During the season, rainy season of Thailand, which happens to be the U.S. summer time, June, July, August, let's say, it rains more than usual because it's the rainy season. But people still travel, and it's very green. It's cooling as well, you know, because we are tropical, so the weather is warm all year round. So in the rainy season, it's cooling. And the other good season, I would say the best season to visit is perhaps, you know, at the end of the year towards the beginning of the year, like November, December, January, February, because it's the coolest time of the year. Even though it's the coolest, it's still might be warm for many people because, like I mentioned, it's tropical. So you have to imagine, like, you know, like when you visit Hawaii, it's all warm all year round, something like that. Yeah.
Very good. Tell me about your...
And I would like to point out, that if you want to go to the southern part of Thailand, which involves, you know, marine activities, you know, like Phuket or Samui, for example, you might have to be more cautious in choosing the right season because your activities would involve, you know, diving and swimming. So you have to choose the right time, which I would say... We happen to be a peninsula in the southern part of Thailand. And so you have the Andaman side, you know, which lies from Phuket. The most popular island of Thailand is Phuket on the Andaman Sea. And then you have the Gulf of Thailand side, which has Samui, the other popular island. So it happens to rain on a different time of the year. That's why you can be there, you know, anytime, any season, but choose the right side. My easy trick is that U.S. summertime, you know, summer starts with letter S, right? So you choose Samui Island, which is on the Gulf of Thailand, and then you'll be fine. On the other time of the year, you can go to Phuket, let's say.
Yeah, and we have been to, our team has been to over 150 beaches, and we think that Phuket in the top two or three, it is beyond spectacular.
Thank you. So many people are falling in love with Phuket and in Thailand's beaches. That's why, you know, 60 or 70% of the visitors from the U.S. are repeaters. I mean, they go for the first time and they really fall in love with their country, you know, so they want to go back. The most difficult thing is, you know, to convince you yourself to go for the first time because it's just very far away. It's in different, you know, corner of the world. Let's say.
Yeah, it is unbeatable as a country. Okay, we're going to take Tippi to our traditional lightning round of the five senses, and it's all going to be about Thailand. So let's start with sound. What is one of your favorite, most memorable sounds from the country of Thailand?
I would say, you know, the chanting sound of the monk, you know, because Thailand is the majority of the population are Buddhist. So anywhere you go, you will see temples, and it's a part of, it has become a part of industry, tourism industry, because wherever you walk, you will see temples. So each morning you will see the monk line up, you know, collecting their alms in the morning all over the country. It's a very beautiful scenery, but at the same time, you could hear the monk chanting. And also, if you spend more time in the temple and be a part of certain ritual or certain ceremony, so it's a very calm, very very unique moment to hear the monk chanting. No matter which religious you are, but it's a really a spiritual sound, kind of like that. You know, that's how I feel.
I agree. It's very very calming. And by the way, don't touch the Buddhist monks.
Right. If you are female.
That's exactly right. That's thank you for adding that. Okay, let's get to down to if we were to come to your place tonight and you were to serve us your favorite Thai food, what would be on the plate?
I would say most people would say Pad Thai, because it's one of the very, very famous dishes. It's a stir-fried noodles using our typical kind of rice noodle, and we call it Pad Thai. I know, I'm pretty sure that, you know, many of our audience will know Pad Thai really well because it's also very popular here in the U.S. But I would love to serve a soup rather than a stir-fried noodle, and I will choose a soup called Tom Yum soup, which is like a clear, the broth is flavored with lime juice and then fish sauce, and a little bit sour, a little bit salty, a little bit sweet, and it's called Tom Yum soup. And then also many people in the U.S. know it really well. It could be paired with shrimp or chicken or beef or whatever, or seafood, whatever you love. It's called Tom Yum soup, clear spicy soup, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Tippi, you're making me hungry and hungry for the street food of Thailand. I mean, that is so descriptive.
Yeah, and also it's flavored with lemongrass and lime leaf, which is a major ingredient. So it's not only aromatic and tasty, but it's also healthy as well.
Oh, good. Okay, well, we're going to jump to fragrance next. And one of my favorite fragrances of Thailand was lemongrass. Give us another fragrance from your country that you just love.
That's a tough one. I would say I love when you walk into the market, especially in the flower area, or you go specifically for a flower market. We have a really big one in Bangkok, open 24 hours a day, but people like to go in the nighttime because it's less traffic, less people, and you'll be able to choose, what flowers and, leaves, whatever you like, and for your decoration or for whatever purpose it is. So you when you walk through the market, you could, it's very, very nice, how would I say, feeling, as well as you could feel the flowers, the beauty, as well as how would I say it, not the aroma, mm-hmm. right? The aroma, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you could feel it. So some of the shop would specialty in rose, so they have all kinds of roses. So even what you could smell roses right away. Some specialty with shop would focus on orchids. Once you walk into that market, it seems like you are walking in a fantasy land, with the beauty of the flower and the aroma as well. Yeah.
You bet. And next is touch. When you go to Thailand, you're going to meet a lot of great characters and people, so make sure you Who's one of your favorite characters that you've met in Thailand?
You mean people?
Mm-hmm.
I would say, that's a tough question. So because I met people. I would say my favorite people that I meet, got a chance to meet in my life, and I think it's very lucky to meet this person. He is an artist. His name, I'll tell the name later, but he's the artist behind a major attraction at this moment in Chiang Rai province, which is called White Temple. Okay. So he has a dream of creating. Have you been to White Temple, Rick?
I have not.
Chiang Rai. Okay, so he has a dream of rather than building a temple with all kinds of, colorful ceramics and all kinds of other materials, he dreamed of a temple like in the heaven. So he built this temple. He an artist himself, so he designed the temple and built it, used the glasses and white ceramics. So his temple are all white everywhere. Every single corner are in white color. And then so I got a chance to meet him when he was just started to build this temple. But now this temple has become a major attraction, one of the things that, people have to visit while they are in Thailand. So I have a chance to meet him. His name is Chalun Chai. called City Park. He is awarded as a national artist of the country. So I would love you to try, you know, just Google White Temple, and then you'll see how beautiful the temple is, and then the philosophy behind the temple, and his passion in building this temple for everyone.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. And the last one is the sites. Tell us your favorite site in Phuket.
In Phuket?
Uh-huh.
Oh, can I go a little bit north of Phuket? Is a province called Phang Nga, connecting. Phuket is an island, you know, for the audience of your show who might not know, is an island. And then once you cross the bridge, you're connected to a province called Phang Nga. This area, this place is very special for me because it's not a really a tourist attraction. It is a school. It is a school built for the tsunami victims. If you could recall, you know, tsunami hit those regions really hard. And then the kids lost their parents. And then so there's a school set up to help them stay in the school, learn as a regular school, but at the same time, they get a chance to learn things related to hospitality industry. So in the school, there is a hotel, a room for them so that they can learn, you know, to manage a small hotel, as well as a kitchen where they could learn to cook so that in the future they will be able to join the industry. So this is my lovely place that I'd love to share with all the audience. You know, if you happen to be in those areas, Phuket and Phang Nga, then visit the school to see how the kids are growing up and then how they have learned, and then in the future they will become a part of the hospitality industry, working in a hotel or in a restaurant. And then in that particular school, there's also organic farming where kids will, you know, plant vegetables and spice and herbs and use it in their cooking class, and then serve it to the guests who happen to stay in the hotel in that evening, things like that. So it's a lovely place to visit. It's called Yawawit School, right in the area where it's also beautiful scenery as well. Yawawit School in Phang Nga province, southern part of Thailand.
Very good. We will have to visit that. Well, Kitty, thank you so much for joining today. Give us the website that we can go to find out further information.
Yes, for U.S. and Canadian travelers, the best information about Thailand could be through a website called ThailandInsider.com, ThailandInsider.com. And then you'll find, you know, destination and tips about going to certain places, activities. And if you need more information and you know, you think that your questions are non-traditional and then Thailand Insider can't answer you, and just shoot us an email, you know, anytime, and then we're more than happy to help you and then provide additional information about Thailand and Thai suppliers and activities, whatever you like, and we are more than happy to do that.
Well, Tippett, you are just great. We can't wait to get back to Thailand and enjoy your beautiful country and the fantastic food and the wonderful sensory travel that we enjoyed there before. Thanks again for being on.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for having me as well. And then, you know, happy traveling. Okay. Thank you.
Hey, thanks again for joining us on this special Transform Traveler show as we take you to Thailand. We hope you enjoyed it. And we hope that you get out and travel through your five senses so you can live the best version of you. Have a great week and happy travels.
So thanks to our sponsor, Edward Jones. They are our trusted financial advisor. And Edward Jones has been instrumental in helping us pivot our lives built around health, happiness, travel, and adding value to other people's lives. You can contact our advisor, Serban Marasini, by emailing him at serban@edwardjones.com. And thanks again to their sponsorship of this program.